Welcome to Shom Achshava Nadav, Shio Spanso, Lunish Bas, Am Yaakov Shom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Dav Tzadik Gimel. The Mishnah, towards the bottom of Mudalev, says, Arbo Shoymim Hem. There's four guards. Shoymim Chinom Ve'ashoyel Noises Socher Ve'asoycher. The one who works for free, the one who's a borrower, the one who gets money for his work, and the one who is a soycher, who is a renter. And the Gemara starts with bringing Machloikis, of Rameir Rav Yudo, in two kirsos, who holds what? How do I treat a soicher, a renter? Is a renter have a din of a shomer chinom, or as a din of a shomer socher? So let's go into two ways that the Gedoyle Achronim explain the idea, the concept of Arba Shomim, Api Machshova, Api Kabbal. The Shlom, Mesechim Sochim, Matzah Shir O Islam Dei, he compares the Arba Shomim to the Arba Bonim that we have in the Agodash of Pesach. And he goes on to explain what each one of the Shomim represents. He says like this, what is a Shomim Chinam? Shomim Chinam talk about a human being, a person, who is Oyved Avodas Hashem, Shaloyal Menadek Kabbal Pras. He doesn't want to get a reward. He's doing it B'chinam. He's doing Ma'avas Hashem. And that's the biggest smile. And therefore, he's not obligated in anything. Shmo doesn't come to Toivah for him anything. And the reason is, every tzaddik does a chait, it's all included in the, so to speak, the contract with the tzaddik. Unless he's a pesheya, he purposely did something wrong. That's the only time they go after it. Shomer socher is someone who's oyved aminat lekabel pras. He does avodas this Hashem, but he really wants the reward. The din of a shomer socher is, he's potur mi oinsim, but he is chayav in gineva ve'aveda. What is the meaning of it? So bring the message that says that the Satan does a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ganovim Hem. What is he referring to? He says they're taking away Dasel and take away the Das Kivyoch of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that they're showing that they're good, but really they're not in their heart. So that's what the Shomer Socher has to pay. He has to pay for Gneva. Gneva means, in the Mahalach of the Shlo, someone who's worshipping Shalei L'Shem Shamayim, he's doing the Kabbal Schar, and then he goes and he pretends he's good, but really he's not, you'll be punished for that. And it's chavana aveda, it's aveda ibudzman, on time that gets wasted. The shoyel, as I mentioned before, kol ha'ano shelo, he's enjoying everything. What does it mean? That refers to somebody who is living in this world, and it's kol ha'ano shelo, he's indulging in this world. And he doesn't believe in schar v'onesh. And he's just benefiting from the world. So he's chayav even boinsim. So he's chayav everything that comes his way. He's responsible for that. And even when he had no choice, dugo we find a pirate kik shashem esliboy. That's his problem. He got this situation where he's doing averis constantly. And then he gets to the fourth shomer. What is the fourth shomer? A soicher, a renter. And then we have a machlekes in two gersoyes. Is a soicher a shomer chinam or a shomer socher? So he explains that a soicher, it's a dugma of somebody who says, I raise a sell at tzedakah al minat sheyicheh b'ni. Someone who's paying and he's saying, this is for the condition, for the purpose that my son will live. So Gemara says, really, we say by Yisrael, it's fine, Sadi Gomor, because he really meant to give the tzedakah anyway, not for the condition. By goyim not, says, this is the pshat. Someone who's a soicher, so it's a discussion. Is it, do you consider him to be like a shomer chinam, like a tzaddik? That the same way that tzaddikim, shomer chinam, they do for free, there's the same guy. Because he really doesn't care. He's giving tzedakah anyway. Or you look at him as a shomer socher, someone who gets paid. Says the Shlo, elu ve'elu divi l'kiv chayim. It really depends on a person's heart, how much he's willing to give with no cheshbonus. So this is how the Shlo puts together the four shomer. And the Rama Yipano, in Asor Ma'amores, Ma'amir Achikar Din, Chelek Aleph Perek Gimel, he also goes to explain the four shomer. And he goes into Inyoni Bekabbalah, which we're not going to go into now. But he does mention that the four Shomrim are connected to the four letters of Shem Havayu. Shomer Socher is considered to be the letter Yud, which represents the Shechina. And Kivyochol, the Shechina is here, B'Tachtoinim, and collects what people are doing here, Kivyochol, Tzorch Elyonim. The Socher, the renter, is connected to the letter Hey. Shomer Chinam is connected to the letter Vav, opposite the connection. But the Shoyel is connected to the last. Kedua, the last Hey of Shem Havayah, is connected to Malchus, to Leisli Migar Makum, doesn't have anything of his own. That's what a shoyl. A shoyl is not paying anything. He doesn't have anything of his own. He's just using. And Dvorim Amukim Behoidin is a lot to explain here. But he puts the Arba Shoyim, Kedeket Arba, or Sirus Hashem, another way to understand the four Shoyimim, or the remnants of the four Shoyimim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shoveh email list, who wants to go, please email shomachshoveh@gmail.com.